We're visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know Central Heights has been pretty tough this year and lose by 1 point to them last Tuesday. But did you feel like you learned some things and maybe saw some improvement from your guys?
Yeah, I think so. It's just been a real gradual process for us to improve, you know. And we had an opportunity to win that game. We were at the free throw line. We were down one with, I think it was roughly 3 seconds to go, and missed both free throws. If we could have just hit one, we could have went to overtime. If we hit both, we win it. But, you know, that's just kind of been our makeup this year. We've been in games. We've played some teams pretty well for about a half, maybe not quite three quarters, and then we just kind of fall off the rails and things go south for us. But, you know, at Central Heights, we at least battled all the way through and gave ourselves an opportunity to win it at the end. Unfortunately, we didn't. But, yeah, so we have been seeing some great improvement with our kids.
What are some of those improvements that you have seen that you've liked? And I know with some time over the holiday break before last Tuesday's game with Central Heights, you know, what's big that you've seen that you didn't see in December?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, the way the Christmas schedule fell for us this year, it didn't work out very good. I don't know if other teams felt the same way as I did, but, you know, our last game in December was on December 15th, and then we practiced on the 18th, and on the 19th we got out of school at noon, and we practiced that day, and then on the 20th and the 21st we just kind of, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot done because everybody's on Christmas break mode, and we just came in and practiced for about 35, 40 minutes, and then we picked teams and played for the last part of it, let them have a little bit of fun. But, you know, then we came back during the Christmas break, and we practiced a couple days, and we had New Year's, and then we practiced on Monday, then we turned right around and played on Tuesday, and we weren't even in school yet. Our kids weren't in school. The teachers weren't even back in school yet. So, you know, it's just the way our schedule fell this year, and, you know, our Christmas practices, while we felt like we got some things done, we just didn't get as much done as we have in the past. You know, if our Central Heights game would have been scheduled at a different time, we could have had, you know, the first, second, third, and fourth to practice all the way through. We would have been great. And then we turn around and have our Council Grove game got snowed out. So it's just like, as a coach, I just feel like we're still trying to catch up and catch up and catch up and catch up. And when, you know, you've got an experienced team, you can kind of get away with it. But, you know, we aren't an experienced team. We're very inexperienced, and we're still trying to figure out rotations and how much each kid should play. And we're still trying to figure out positions some of our sophomore kids should be playing. So it's just things that we're working on. It's kind of painful at times, to be flat honest with you. But, yes, I am seeing great improvement, and we are heading in the correct direction, and we are getting better. And, you know, we do have our league tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks down at Emporia, and hopefully by then we'll get to play everybody our second time, or not everybody, but some of these teams the second time, and, you know, maybe we can give them a little bit better game. So
yep,
that's where we're at.
Yep, visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to Chase County tomorrow, and then coming up on Friday you'll have West Franklin, and as you mentioned, the Flint Hill Shootout coming up, you know, next week. And I know with those games with Council Grove being pushed to, I believe it's, when was it, February 1st, I believe, Coach?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
February 1st.
So, I mean, that's going to be, you know, games not counted towards seeding for the Shootout. But two big ones this week. West Franklin looks pretty solid this year, and in Chase County, you know what they have with Coach Witt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we hope we get our game in tomorrow. You know, the kind of forecast maybe isn't moving quite in the direction we want it to play a basketball game tomorrow, but hopefully we get to play that. And yeah, this will be a good week for us. West Franklin's solid. They're really good. You know, this is, out of all the years I've been here at Osage, this is one of the better teams they have. They've got size, they've got length, they've got athleticism. You know, they're a solid, solid team. And, you know, they're not in our sub-state this year, but they're going to be a tough team when it gets down to the end of the season to beat. And, then we obviously go to the Flint Hills tournament. We always look forward to that. You know, it's one of those things. If you got a state championship type team, you know, like Linden, for example, they're really good. You know, they are a state championship team, and they get a week of playing in the big arenas and the, you know, not having seats right behind the backboard. And something people always forget about when you go play in these big arenas is their court's 10 feet longer. You know, they're playing on a 94-foot court and high school court. Our gym, for example, is 84 feet. And, you know, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but, you know, it is a big deal, especially if you're a team that presses or you're a team that sets a half-court trap. You've got that extra 5 feet in it. I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you're one of those teams that does that, it is a big deal. And it's always fun to come and play in the White Auditorium.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow at Chase County. Best of luck on Friday against West Franklin. And best of luck next week in the Flint Hill Shootout. We look forward to carrying championship semifinals on Thursday, Friday, and third and first place games on Saturday. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
That sounds great. Have a good one.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.